Good morning to you, listeners. Sure. Nice to have you back in the hot chair.
Well, I've been back 4 days. This is my fourth day back at work without a day off, for which I am so pleased. But I don't want to tempt fate, so I'm not talking too much about it. And I thought, no, we've got to get back to normal and get Peter in and chat about all sorts of things. So business, not too bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Change of seasons. Yes. Though we wouldn't know that. But even though yesterday we were at work and that hot wind, it was like a hairdryer, was blowing over Adelaide, and the dust that came through was a really remarkable day. I can't remember a day like that. You know, that windy, I guess it was a northern wind and the huge dust that blew over the city. Yeah. And then we'll have some well-expected rain shortly, which is what we need.
Yes, that's the beautiful thing about a drought. You can always ensure rain will fall one day.
Very, very one day. But it's good. It's nice to have an extended type of summer. I was over the beach at the weekend and it was busy down there and it was perfect. Yeah. So we're lucky.
Lovely, lovely. Now, listen, I've just had a drink, which you brought in for me in a little cup, and you said it was a special type of water. And then you described it as hydrogen water, and I was waiting for a huge explosion when I drank it. I mean, hydrogen does that. Now, what's this little...
The hydrogen water, yeah. I was going to leave the room when you drank it, but no, it's quite safe.
Is it a magic concoction?
It's getting some good reports. It's been around since the 60s. The Japanese were very big on it and still are. They call it the Shin-Nura solution. I hope I pronounced that correct. Yeah. And... they bathe in it. They drink this hydrogen water. The medicos even put it in their drips, an IV drip. They'll infuse some hydrogen in there. And so if you think of the molecule hydrogen, H2O.
That's the formula.
Yeah. Yes. They're just adding more hydrogen to the water. And the beauty of that is they're saying that the hydrogen will get into the cells. It will protect your DNA. Mm. Perfect. Anti-aging. And it will feed the mitochondria. Now, we know the mitochondria in the cell is that energy. All life comes from our mitochondria. So if we've got something that, you know, gets into our cells and protects our DNA and then gives us energy, wonderful. So it's got some good reports. Throughout, you know, a broad range of people have been using it. Athletes have been saying they drastically improved their recovery rates from it, from drinking it. Arthritis patients are saying it eases the pain and reduces inflammation. And everyday use is good for anti-aging and energy.
You can anti-aging, that's what I want.
We all want that. You can topically put it on the skin. They put the hydrogen into a cream as well when you put it on your skin. But stuff we had this morning, stuff called ASEA, A-S-E-A, is you drink it 60 mils a day in an empty stomach. And, yeah, I think it's Hollywood now are getting into it. You know, they're using quite a bit. I think this is quite a good one. It's not your typical sports drink. You know, it's not multicolored pink and purples and sugar. It tastes a bit like salt water because hydrogen is salt. It's a salty mineral. So, yeah, I've just started for the last 2 or 3 days. I haven't noticed any difference yet, but I'm hoping. you could probably, I think out there it's about $3 a can or $4 a can. Can hook it up to your house. I think, you know, for $1,500, it's like a hydrogen water generator, and it puts hydrogen into all your water throughout your taps.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think it's good. I'm sort of excited about it. We heard about it quite a while ago, about a year ago I heard about it, but now it's just sort of come to life. I dealt with a compound pharmacist, David Krisky, a friend of mine, and he's right into it, and he's expert in anti-aging, and he's getting some good results. So I think we test the space and I'll keep trying it and report back in maybe a few weeks and see how it goes. But I think out of all the waters and supplement drinks that you can get, I think this is one of the good ones.
Well, now I've had my 60 mils this morning.
You look younger, David. I mean, the wrinkles have gone from your face. It's like a transformation.
Yeah, if I could run to the car after my program at 11 o'clock.
We know we're on track.
I'll call you. But so briefly, just break it down again. It's a hydrogen water, excess more hydrogen than normal.
Absolutely.
And it balances the system, which it
gets into your cells. DNA. Yep, so exactly that. It's an extra part of so water is the cleanest, most beneficial product that we can have. So this is like a supercharged water, extra minerals in it. So as I said before, it gets into the cells and, you know, into your mitochondria, which is the energy of the cell, and it feeds that. So it will give you more energy and also it protects your DNA. Your telomeres on your DNA, we've talked about those before, and that was a complete anti-aging. So if we're always trying to get something into the cell to help repair it and keep it live longer and help our mitochondria, and this water with that extra bit of hydrogen is going into the cell.
There's nothing negative about
hydrogen, well, that's a very good question, actually. They don't know because it's a new product. Mm. So They haven't done it.
I could be crooked by 11
o'clock. Yeah, no insurance system. You could well be. Unfortunately, there's not a 100-year trial or anything like that. The Japanese, as I said, have been doing it from the 60s, and no one's dropping dead, and they seem to live longer, so there hasn't been a problem that way. But there has been no long-term trial to see the long-term detrimental effects. Mm. But in saying that, in this case, it seems to be working quite well.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
Hydrogen water from health shops.
No, you got to. You know what? You'll get it online. It's not here yet. Do you know what I mean? You have to search for it a little bit. You know, you'd get it online. I said before, but I know it's big in America and that sort of stuff. But soon it'll be. I got a feeling it'll be like coconut water. You know, you had to source it from an organic shop, and then your local service station has it. Yeah. I think this will be the same. It'll flood out there. Wow, but yeah, get in early and some good products. I said the product I'm taking now, ASEA. Asia, and it's a blue one, and it seems quite good. Mm, seems quite good. Mm. Well, we'll see.
I'm starting to feel all right. Now, we talk about DNAs and all the bits and pieces. What about the lymphatic system? I mean, there's just so many problems that occur with this.
And it comes up all the time, and you know, you hear it on news or in health reports and lymphatic system, but, you know, to describe what the lymphatic system is, it is a network of tissues and organs which function is to rid the body of toxins, waste, and unwanted materials. It's the clean-up operation of the body. You know, the spleen is the largest lymphatic organ. So though we have a vascular system throughout our body that transports blood all around, once our blood gets too dirty, it can't pick up all the excess waste. That's where our lymphatic system comes around, and it has veins that goes all through the body to different lymphatic organs throughout, which will pump lymphatic fluid. And the best way to describe it, I guess, if you could imagine a city with roads everywhere, and everyone puts their rubbish out, which is your body, the roads are your veins, these lymphatic veins, then the lymphatic system puts out the truck and picks up all the rubbish. And so it cleans up the whole body and puts it into your liver, and you'll excrete it out. Now, unfortunately, once your lymphatic system breaks down, or you know, your lymphatic cancer and all those, it's not picking up all the rubbish, and we become toxic. So it's really important to look after our lymphatic system. So there are ways that we can look after our lymphatic system and get it working properly, and one of them is a rebounder trampoline. So the lymphatic system works as like a pump, and so you've seen like a mini tramp around the place, and people bounce up and down
just
it.
A little, yeah, couple of feet wide,
absolutely. Yeah. You can get them from a sports store, and that will pump your lymphatic system. So they'll push more trucks around and pick up all the waste. Another good way to increase your lymphatic system workload is a brisk walk.
Mm.
Always very good. The pump system keeps it moving. Deep breathing rather than shallow breathing. So a deep breathing where you breathe actually into your sternum will help the lymphatic system. And drinking plenty of water. So it's a really important system. It's sort of, you know, we hear about it, but we don't really know how it works. And if you can just remember, it is the complete clean-up janitor of the body. The dump truck's picking up all this rubbish throughout the body and pushing it into your liver.
So really, listening to you speak then, exercise, moving the body around, is probably the key to...
Ideal. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even like saying a brisk walk, and if you can put them together, so brisk walk and deep breathing at the same time. Mm. I mean, there's a whole... With these trampolines, if you went that next stage up, and they're called a rebounder. It's a special type of trampolines for lymphatic systems. Actually, I was watching I think it was a Tony Robbins advert or something, and he was running around the place, and then before he goes on stage, he's bouncing on these rebounders, So it's excellent. And NASA used them as well. Yeah, if you can get one of those and you can breathe like deep breaths with it, you're really going to stimulate your lymphatic system. And it's really important.
So a rebounder, sports store, health store.
Yeah, you can pick them up fairly cheap. Go for a brisk walk, some good deep breathing, and drinking plenty of water. Maybe drink some sodium water, some hydrogen water.
I see it.
You've got the best of both worlds there.
Yeah. So it's fairly simple. I mean, you've got to apply yourself, but it's a fairly simple remedy to keep your lymphatic
system in good. It's one of those easy things in life, minimum work, maximum result. Like, if it was harder, people would do it more. Do you know what I mean? It's funny that, you know, it's like exercise. It's so easy, but you get so many benefits from it. Or even walking, you know. It's really important. And just a little thing, you'll really feel the health benefits from it. Energy. I mean, I have one of those little trampolines at home and at the gym. You just jump on 5 minutes at a time, 3-4 times a day, and you just feel the energy, you know, the breathing coming in and stimulating the lymphatic system.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous. All right, I want to be a naughty boy, because I am. And I like to rebel against all sorts of things. My daughter is on a diet, and she's being assisted with some medication as well, trying to really lose some weight. She says every now and again, especially Easter time, I'm going to have some chocolate.
Yeah, it's...
And I said, you're cheating the system, my love. And she said, no, just one day. Does that hurt, really?
Well, it's... It's like climbing a mountain, I guess. You know, everything you do matters. Everything you eat matters. I mean, even when you have dinner at night or whatever, every bit of food you put into your body is going to have a good effect or a detrimental effect. And so it's up to you how quick you want to climb the mountain. Mm. If you start increasing, you know, putting junk food into your diet, it's going to take you a lot longer, maybe two steps forward, one step back. And, it'll take you longer to get to your goals and get the health. If you want to fast track it, you cut out the junk food. I'm not going to have it. This is where I am. This is where I want to go. I want to get there quick and I want to be healthy. So if I'm tempted to eat that junk food, well, here's my finishing line. It's going to slow me down. It's hard enough as it is. Why am I making it harder for myself?
Well,
you know,
hard, isn't
yeah.
It?
Try to be a bit mentally tough and just think to yourself, you know, am I going forward or backwards with this action? And every time you eat even a chocolate bar or, you know, some junk food, you're actually making your health worse. So you know, we always try and make our health better, so if you can put a bit of discipline in there and say, you know, I'm gonna be a little bit stronger, I'm not gonna have that, I'm gonna feel better for it mentally as well, and I'm gonna get better, bigger, fitter, stronger from it. So
you realize that about 10,000 ladies listening to our program this morning
tuned off,
like you.
Good.
Chocolate.
Yeah, no, they'll appreciate the beneficial effect they get from it. So when they look at the chocolate, they'll be thinking, no, I'm not gonna have it today.
Yeah.
I'm going to have it tomorrow.
Yep.
And then tomorrow they're not going to feel like it. Yeah. And then they're going to give it away to the kids or something. And they're like, you know, chocolate's out of my life. So try.
Yeah.
Just try. And you'll be well rewarded for it mentally. And you'll get to your health better. So, you know, a bit like yourself, Dave, you're injured and everything. And there's certain things you have to do to make yourself better, which you do because you know you got to get yourself better. If you don't do those things, you're going to go backwards. Mm. But the same as your diet.
Mm.
If you don't eat healthy and not have these cheat days, you know, you won't go backwards and you will steamroll forwards and you'll be stronger.
So cheat day really doesn't matter, but it's not that you are being naughty.
I would say cut the cheat day.
Yes.
Just cut it.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to have the cheat day tomorrow.
I'll tell my daughter.
And then tomorrow comes and 9 times out of 10 you won't do it. And then you say, you know, kick it down the road. I'll have it tomorrow. I'll have it the next day. And then you'll feel better.
I won't tell her Dad said. I'll say Peter
said. Yeah, definitely. Peter definitely.
Lennon told me.
Sure, thank you.
And I'll thank you too. And I do thank you. Nice to have you on board. I was hoping I'd be back to the gym by now after the tour.
I think you might be a bit of time, David.
Three operations during February, March. And it's just still...
Every time I come back, I'm like, okay, you're fixed now. We fixed one problem, but then there's... I know your listeners can't see this, but there's this massive opening in your leg and you've got a drip coming out of somewhere else and a lump and...
Lumps and bumps everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's only the leg. And look, I'm so grateful for the situation I'm in. I mean, I despise it every day and I accuse and abuse myself for having the problem. But you look around the corner and so many...
Oh, yeah. Right. And like we said before, you know...
Yeah.
5 years ago, you'd have lost a leg, I'm sure.
I've got a sore leg. So what?
That's right. Yeah, the world keeps turning.
And the football coach, I told him, I said, look, it'll be in the middle of the season before I get back.
Yeah.
Peter, lovely to have you on board. And we'll do it again in 2 weeks.
Look forward to it, David.
You'll be here. I'll still be here in 2 weeks, I promise you.
We'll be checking.
You will. Peter Diner from Freedom Fitness in Flinders Street, right next to the German Club. And also in Mary Street, I believe. And we'll speak next week.
Thanks, David. Thanks for listening.
I'll get stuck in this hydrogen water.
See how we feel.
One thing. I was going to play some music right then, but 30 seconds I will. I've got severe inflammation and pumping out all this fluid out of my leg. And I've got a pump on my leg, which I've got to carry. This little mate.
Yeah, I've seen it,
follows me everywhere. And if I don't pick him, he lets me know. He drags. I heard last night, I think it was, turmeric.
Turmeric.
Is that for inflammation? Is that
the best? And the active turmeric, you can buy it, obviously, the turmeric. It's the most natural source of reducing inflammation. The active ingredient is called curcum. So you can actually buy some curcum, which is the active ingredient of turmeric. And excellent. If you mix it with a bit of pepper, it tenfolds, it makes it stronger. But put in your cooking or buy some powder and absolutely mix it up. You can actually even mix it with some olive oil and put it on the wound. It'll help the wound heal. But it is, we've talked about it on the show before, the most natural anti-inflammatory healing process you can do.
Put in my hydrogen water.
Staying clear. Who knows what will happen?
An explosion.
Be like a chemist laboratory.
Yes, and this explosion is really ugly.